This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. We're about to finish up Revelation chapter 14 with the end of Armageddon. And here's your host.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters as we continue to go through the book of Revelation. Let's get into the devastation of Armageddon, which is the last couple verses of chapter 14. Really, in reading, this describes the battle of Armageddon, the final destruction of the land. Verses 19, the angel from under the altar directs the harvest for the winepress of the wrath of God. He treads the winepress of the wrath of God. This is prophesied by the prophet Joel in chapter 3, verses 11 through 16. Assemble and come, all you nations, and gather together all around, because you're mighty ones to go down there, O Lord. Let the nations be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there I will sit to judge all the surrounding nations. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, go down, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and moon will grow dark. The stars will diminish their brightness. The Lord will also roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and earth will shake. The Lord will be a shelter for his people and the strength of the children of Israel. And this really goes in line with all of chapter 14, as we talked about how the Lord will rule from Zion and how the nations will be harvested by God, just like clusters of grapes. But in verse 20, it talks about how blood from this bridal will spread out over 200 miles at a depth of 4 feet. This holocaust will be like the world has never seen. So I bid you today in listening to the visions of what will happen at the end of the tribulation and how the judgment of God may not be swift, but it is definitely certain. This chapter has given us evidence for the Christian who is living today. It tells us that our works are going to follow us into heaven. So I bid you to remain faithful to the call, even though it may be tough, even though it may be difficult. Fighting a war is not easy. And a lot of us encounter spiritual warfare on a daily basis. Probably the most prevalent battleground is even in our minds. So I just want to encourage you in these last days that we're living to remain faithful to God so that you do take your works into heaven with you. Also, those that may be listening today that don't know the Lord as a personal Savior, that now is the time to be saved before the rapture, as being saved in the tribulation will come at a tremendous cost. Thank you for listening to these five visions in chapter 14. We'll begin in chapter 15 with the seven angels with the seven vials. We are still in the prelude prior to chapter 16. We'll get started in chapter 15. Chapter 15 is a very short introduction for chapter 16. It only has 8 verses, as chapter 16 is the final 7 bowl judgments. These are the last events before the coming of Christ in chapter 19, verse 11. Thank you for listening to Truth Matters. I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.